Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse, where Connie and Andrew have just finished lunch in the dining room.
I've got you under my skin.
Adam, you did an amazing job on lunch.
Well, Connie, you can thank my fingers for finding the great Mandarin place that prepared it for us.
You were so funny.
Only funny? Nothing else?
Are you fishing for compliments? You know you're funny and handsome and oh so charming.
And you, my dear, are beautiful, talented, and oh so sexy.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
I don't know about sexy.
Do you have any idea how much I want to be with you, Connie?
Adam.
Hey, you said we could talk about the maybe after lunch?
I'm not sure if I'm ready for that.
You want me, don't you? As much as I want you?
Yes, you know I do.
Then what's holding you back?
I'm not sure. A little voice inside my head. I think I'm afraid I'm going to be hurt again like I was in the past.
You know I would never hurt you, don't you? I love you, Connie.
I love you too, Adam.
Then let me make love to you. There's nothing more in this world that I want more than to hold you in my arms.
Oh, Adam, I do want you so bad.
Oh, let's make love, Connie. We love each other, and it's time we give ourselves to each other.
Oh, I knew I wouldn't be able to resist you. Take me upstairs, Adam.
Alexandra is holding Addison when she hears a knock on the door.
I'm not expecting anyone, Addison. How about you, baby? Let me lay you right down here and see who that is.
Hello, Alexandra.
Larissa, you're out?
The judge ruled in my favor yesterday, and I was released from Beverly Hills this morning. Can I come in?
Yes. Yes, the baby's right inside.
Oh, my God, there he is. Oh, my sweet baby. Your mama is home. Yes, she is.
What did the judge say, Larissa?
Well, he reduced the charge to aggravated assault, and with the warden's testimony on my behalf, he suspended the rest of my sentence since I've already served over 6 months in prison.
So that's it? You're free and clear?
I'm on 2 years probation, and I have to walk the straight and narrow, but yes, basically, I am a free woman.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I know how happy you must be.
To be standing here holding Addison in my arms makes me the happiest woman in the world, Alexandra.
I had a feeling you might be relieved, but I didn't realize how soon it would be.
My lawyer was able to get the judge to hear his motion, and the warden at Bedford Hills said a lot of good things about me, and I think that is what swayed his opinion.
Have you thought about what you're going to do now?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is get my baby home. I had a feeling that he would still be here with you.
Yeah, Andy's had the flu and wasn't able to take care of him.
Like he would, even if he could.
I bought this crib for Addison and some clothes, Larissa.
Alexandra, I will never forget how you were there when Addison was born and how you've taken care of him the past few days. I really appreciate it.
He's my nephew. You know family means everything to me.
Speaking of family, where's Lucas?
Lucas is still at school. Today was his first day back.
Oh, I can't wait to see him.
He'll be glad to see you too.
But first things first. Are you ready to go home, baby Addison? I have a crib and some other things there from before I went to jail. And I'll have to buy the rest as soon as I can. Yes, Mommy will.
Let me go pack his bag, Larissa.
Oh, son, your mama is so happy to see you. And now it's time to take you home.
At Manhattan Monthly, Mac walks into Rex's empty office. Well, I guess he's not here.
Hello, Mac.
Perry. Hi.
If you're looking for Rex, he went home early today.
Oh, I see.
Mac, can we talk about what happened at the holiday party?
I don't think that's a very good idea, Perry. I came here to see Rex.
I know Rex told you about my HIV status, and it freaked you out. But I'm really healthy, Mac. And I've been 100% honest with Rex. And we love each other.
Perry, can you honestly say that you haven't thought about what being with someone HIV positive means for Rex?
Of course I have.
Well, won't he be terrified every time you have sex?
We haven't had sex since I found out, Mac. But that is between the two of us.
And what about you? What if you gave it to him?
That's not going to happen.
Well, what if it does? What if you accidentally give Rex HIV? How will you ever live with yourself again if you give the man you say you love so much a death sentence? At his apartment, Rex has just arrived home to talk to Agnes.
Mom, I got your note this morning. Your writing with your right hand has really improved. What do you want to talk to me about?
Rex, I can talk.
Mom!
My speech therapy has worked. I can talk again.
Mom, that's awesome. You sound perfect. When did this happen?
In her room at the Westside Hospital, Marilyn is talking with Gretchen before going into surgery.
I made Mom and Dad go get a cup of coffee. I wanted a minute alone with you before your surgery.
Thank you, Gretchen, for everything.
Marilyn, I know we haven't always been as close as some sisters, but I hope you know how much you mean to me. And I hope that we can build on the closeness we've had in the last few months when you come through this whole thing.
Gretchen, if anything happens to me...
No, nothing is going to happen to you, Marilyn. Those doctors are going to remove the tumor, and you'll be fine. I won't accept anything else.
I love you.
I love you, too.
In his office, Dr. Hunt is talking with Zoe.
So, Zoe, I would like to continue our conversation from yesterday. I thought about it last night, and I began to wonder if you were asking me about my files because you were thinking about looking through them.
Dr. Hunt, I am desperate to find any info I can about my sister. Maybe my methods weren't the best, but I didn't think I could just come out and ask you about her.
Well, what changed your mind?
Nurse Grimm convinced me that it was the only way.
Well, I'm going to overlook the fact that something improper may have happened here, or at least been planned.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Hunt. My intentions are good, I swear.
I still can't tell you what Zelda and I discussed. I took an oath to keep that information between the two of us.
But she disappeared, Dr. Hunt. You may have a clue about her whereabouts that you don't even realize.
I have my ideas about where Zelda went, Zoe. But it wouldn't be right for me to say.
Then tell me this. Did my sister have a daughter?
A daughter?
Yes, I know she was pregnant when she left home, and I recently ran into her high school boyfriend, a man named Chuck Landers, and he has a 16-year-old daughter that is just the right age to be Zelda's. Please, can you at least tell me that much?
Okay, fine, yes. Zelda had a daughter.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.